Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Hallelujah. 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 Shalom, family. This is your brother Ariel once again, bringing you Ibrit culture by the way of Kol Elohim from Beth Yahweh Congregation here in Baltimore, Maryland. Welcome once again to Ibrit culture. Welcome, Hebrew culture, for those who don't know and understand what Ibrit culture is. Welcome, 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 welcome. As last week, seven-week journey on, it was actually 9 weeks for real, a breach in the spirit. Now Abba has given us another journey to go on, and as we talked about last week, what is evil? What is evil? Hopefully we all be surprised like I was when we learn these things, something new. And that's the wonders of Abba Yah's word. You're always learning something new. 22 years in, 22, 23, however long, one of them. And he never ceases to amaze. He is forever showing us something new. And here's the beauty about it. It's the same word over and over. Majority of the time, you see it in a different light. You see it in a different understanding. And at the end of this journey, hope we will understand why we have to keep seeing it in so many different ways. The same message. The same message in so many different ways through so many of his moraines, morais, prophets, prophetess, throughout the centuries, throughout the mankind existence. He's been given the same message in different ways. Because we need it. We need it chopped up and delivered to us in a multitude of ways, because sometimes giving it to us point blank, we don't hear it. We're not going to hear it. Before I get into all that talking, I want to go ahead and open up with a prayer, then I open up with the benediction. And move out the way and allow Abba Yah to come and suck with us. Hallelujah! 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 Again, Abba Yah, thank you for bringing us to the Shabbat door as we wait to the Shabbat door to be open so we can come in and dine and sup with you, Father. We thank you for that, Abba Yah. We thank you for allowing us to get here another week, Father, for some didn't make it this week, Father. So those who are alive and still in their right mind, Father, we thank you for that, Father. We ask and pray for all those who are alien and may not be in their right mind, Father, that you continue to touch and heal them, Father, that your grace and your mercy be upon them, Father. For all those who are alien and within Yisrael and in the household of Beth Yahweh, we ask and continue to pray for those that's going through mentally, physically, spiritually, Father, agonizing, that's worrying about things, Father. May they set it down and put it to the side for just this 24-hour span that you have given us to rest, Father. Let us take the Shabbat for what it is, a rest, and then not the rest. And if you can look at it as when you was a child, if you remember back to a child, if you ever got a bedtime story, you look forward to that bedtime story of your mother or your father or whoever it was that would sit and give you a bedtime story, because you was that child and you was and just all your curiosity was running, Father. That's what the Shabbat is like, Father. As we sit and we hear your messages, Father, we are sitting and we are hearing our Father's voice. We are hearing our parents' voice speak to us. And our curiosities just run wild, and all our imaginations just go all over the place. But you hold them in, Father, and we can understand that it's your word that we're being taught, Father. So we thank you for that, Abba Yah. We thank you, Father. We thank you for sending down your son, Yahushua, to die for our sins, Father, for each and every one of us, Father. We ask and pray for forgiveness of our sins, Father, those that we know about and those that we don't know about, Father, yeah. In Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, his pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat. As a heritage, a remembrance of creation, blessed are you, Yahweh. Sanctify the Shabbat. Shalom, once again, family. Shalom, shalom. I'm going to give a few disclaimers real quick. I played a game of basketball today, family, and Brother Shabbat, yes, you're right, that old age of 52. Ooh, I felt like the tin man when I got out that van. As you sat down for a while, like, where the oil at? I need my legs oiled down on the job. We had a tournament between the programs. But I didn't do bad. I didn't do bad, Shabba, because me and Shabba talked a little earlier. Those young cats, they out of shape, 19 and 23, 23 years old. Young people, don't smoke too much. Don't smoke too much. You should not be allowing an old 50-something-year-old man running up and down past you because you're smoking, growing up and everything out there, right? So I was all right because they was out of shape at their young age. I was all right out there, but I'm paying for it, and I normally pay for it. I should have had my sword up here in case I catch a Charlie horse, and y'all hear me screaming and howling around here catching the Charlie horse, but somebody gave me a remedy years ago to put a pinch of salt underneath your tongue when you catch a Charlie horse and they go right away. And me as a witness, it works. If you take that pinch of salt, put it under your tongue, the Charlie horse goes right away. I mean, it right away. I don't know what it does to you. It goes right away. And as I was sitting and meditating on this lesson this week, preparing my mind and my spirit and talking to Abba Yah, he gave me a thought, because as I was going in and looking some things up, and the thought, because I was like, wow, Abba. So a believer's life should model a bee. He gave me a thought of a bee, a worker bee, right? And as they pollinate and go back, and their whole life is for the betterment of the hive, and not just a bee. He gave me a thought of an ant, and what does an ant do? All day long, an ant works for the anthill. All day long. That's all he do, all he or she, whatever it is, do is work for the hive, work for the hill. That's it. And those are two insects that he put in my mind about a believer and our life and how it should be lived. But it don't always work out like that. It don't always work out like that. And we're going to realize and understand why as we go through these 7 weeks, these five last weeks of what is evil. What is evil? And I always ask Abba when he give me a thought, why? Why? Because I don't want to just give something out. I want to know why. Why do we get this, Father? Why do we need to understand and know what evil truly is? Right, because we have our ideas. We've been heard it all our lives, right? All our lives we've been heard what is evil. So one of the things he was showing me or talked to me about was so you can know what it is, so you can understand it, so you can understand it within yourself and within someone else. And as we go through the lessons and hear the route that he's taking us, hopefully, be able to understand it inside ourselves and in someone else. And another thought that he was showing me and giving me was so we can have compassion and we won't be so quick to judge a person when they in something. When they in something, and the song was perfect, because without his mercy renewed for us, with all his grace and his mercy renewed for us each and every day, we wouldn't make it. We wouldn't. When we go and we look up some things and we hear what it truly is, and when we allow Abba Yah to speak to us, what it truly is, if it was not for his grace and mercy, we would not make it. The scripture says, his mercy, your grace is renewed each and day for it. And I'm here to tell you, if it wasn't, we would not make it. We would not make it at all. At all. Because there's a lot that the human beings have to go through. It is a lot, that tree of knowledge, good, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It is a lot when Hawa and Adam did what they did, Pandora's box. But it's all Allah's will. It was all his will. But when they did that, mankind can learn what is good, have knowledge of good, and have knowledge of evil. You will be able to make a conscious choice. Some of them, that is. Some of them, that is. Once you understand what is evil. And then on top of it, we have to understand what is good in these days and times. Because a lot of us don't know. We don't know. You test it out for yourself. Just have the smallest of conversations. Like yesterday, I had a conversation with three females. And, you know, one, she's a deaconess in the church. So, all right, that's nice. And one, she's assistant to the pastor. You know, and the pastor's a woman pastor. All right, that's nice. And the one, I don't know what she is. So we had, quote, unquote, Spirit Week this week at Emerge, right, where though it started out Monday all week through, and we had to wear camouflage one day. We had to wear Crocs another day. We had to wear, and yesterday we had to wear a superhero shirt. So anybody know me, guess what superhero shirt I wore up in there? I wore Yahushua's King. That was my superhero. And, you know, I got questions. Right? Hold up, Dad, you supposed to have a superhero shirt on. You ain't got no super. This is my superhero right here. Yahushua HaMashiach. Who? Yahushua? Who's that? Well, my Bible says Jesus Christ. That's your Bible. I'm sitting there like, what? Is there more than one Bible? Is there another Bible? Again, but because she reads in the King James, or whatever, the NIV, whatever translation she is reading or they are reading, because, again, I was talking to three females, and they all had on their Black Panther shirts, all every last one of them. And one had the new Black Panther shirt on where as though you see the man, and then it turns into a woman. And that's a lesson in itself right there. That is a thought within itself right there. We want to talk about thoughts and stuff like that a little later. We ain't going to get into it now. But just that alone, it will see dropped in the person's head when they see that shirt from the man going to a woman, right? But we're not going to talk about that. We can all understand or give a little bit of thought to what's that pointing to, right? Especially if you listen to Rabbi Yaakiel last week, we talk about feminism. And what's happening in this world, you know, not they don't want to be just equal. They want to supersede. But we're not getting into that. And Jesus is his name. He has many names. I don't want to say it, you know, the Greek alphabet, right? The Alpha and Omega, that he's that, he has a man. And I'm like, no, he has one name. I said, but let's go to Acts 12:4 and let's read that. What does Acts 12:4 say, right? Only one name. I said, how many names can you get out of one? Jesus, right? So I said, and I thought about it, and I asked myself the question, do you really want to go in that headache or do they really want to know the truth? Because right off the bat, if somebody tells me, oh, his name is Esau, well, how did you come up with that? Because I know his name to be Yahushua. I'm going to ask a question. right? I'm not just going to straight up deny that's not his name. I want to know, how did you come up with that? But again, we talking about what is evil. And once we get there and understand a little bit, right, of what evil is, we'll see how things just get planted into the minds of people and how Abba Yah is working within that person. You'll be able to tell if Abba Yah is working within that person, because the first thing a person that is Abba Yah is working with, in the beginning, when I first started this walk, I had a multitude of questions. Questioning everything. Good for Abba. He wants us to start questioning so he can start, again, taking us on a journey. But if you automatically cut the knowledge off or automatically deny what another person is saying, no, you won't know. Now you can go ahead and a brother come tell you or a sister come tell you about the lunar Sabbath. You will hear him out. Yes, hear him out. To say here all things, but hold fast to that which is, all right, brother, I got to cut you off. That's not true, man. Let's go here. We jump here. We go there. And we use the word of Yahweh to show you your lunar Sabbath for the Lord off. But I'm going to listen to you first. I'm not going to tell you now. Thankful that Abba Yah has grown within me and I'm able to listen, because when I first came in, you come in, you hear, you have that misplaced zeal, right? That misplaced zeal won't allow you to listen to nobody else. You cut everybody now and don't give them a word in. But when you come and you grow within the word, we grow within the body of HaMashiach, your zeal begins to be tempered, understanding. And then you keep on going and your zeal become compassion, right? With empathy, all these things, right? So you think about what Yahushua did when he looked at the people. He wept. The scripture says he wept. So, and that's epitome of zeal, Yahushua. Whatever we want to put on him, he is it, right? But he looked at the people and he wept. So his zeal turned into compassion. His zeal, he already had to understand, we know and understand that. Empathy for the people. Like, wow, you don't know. You don't even know me. He starts seeing where they was and understanding how they got there. Because everything we're going to talk about tonight, Yahushua already know. He is the author. Word of Yahweh. He is the one that teaches each and every person that goes within his word and starts to be hungry and thirst after his word with his spirit. So he the ones that open up his word to us and allow us to see these things so we can come to compassion, praying for one another, loving one another. But first and foremost, seeing who we are. See, problem for a lot of believers. Problem for a lot of believers to see who they are. That we're going to read it, cleanse me, renew within me a right spirit. So he came to understand that what's working within me is not right. Renew that for me, Abba Yah. Brother Shaul, Brother Paul came to understand it like this. Oh, wretch man that I am. Save me from this body of death. Saying we have to come to the understanding to see ourselves. See ourselves, we'll see everything else and everybody else. Yahushua said it like this. First, or get the 2x4 or the 6x8, the big piece of timber out of your own eye, and then go get that little splinter, your brother or your sister eye. We do it backwards. Come here, brother. Let me help you get that out. Come here. Oh, you got to get that out. We go back. Before we try to get that up out of our own. But we won't see why. we are going to see why we are like that. We are like that. And it takes our mercy and grace to continually to grow with us each and every day. Each and every day. Every time a prophet came on the scene, every time Yahweh sent the word to someone, that was mercy and grace. Every single time. Every time you got a dream about somebody or you had a dream about yourself, that was mercy and grace. Every time a Moray teaches, that's mercy and grace. So every now and then, he got to bring out, husband, love your wife as your own body. Wives, submit to your husband. Right? He have to bring these lessons out. We break right back to that old man that quick. We do it all the time. All the time. That's why he gave me the idea of the ant and the bee. Whole life is for the betterment of the hive. Whole life is the working for the betterment of the anthill. All they do all day long. Sit down and study and watch an ant, as the scriptures say, and watch what they do all day long. All, and they work in unison as teams. Carrying burdens, hundreds larger than themselves. Carrying them easy. What are we supposed to learn from that? What we learn from that? Well, do we learn from that? Tell us we should study it. So he want us to learn something from it. He just ain't put it in there. That, you know what, though? Fill up the paper. Consider the ant. Yeah, that sounds good right there. Put that right there. Consider the ant. Go down there and watch some ants. No, it's not like that. No. No, not at all, family. No. It is a very, very good thought-out plan that RBI has. It is strategically thought out. Wherever we think we can think something out and we are a great chess player, there's no better than them. There's no better. You talking about some? I didn't hear some master chess player talking about they 4 and 5 moves ahead of a person. You sit down at the table, the game is over with Yahweh. It's over. So how many moves is that? As soon as you sit at the table to say, yeah, I want to play some chess, game over. Your first move, he didn't checkmate you already. And that's Hillel. Hillel know that. Satan know that. The devil know that. We're not going to talk about him too much tonight. But let me get into this. Because we just wanted to lay down a little bit of why we got to learn about this album. So we can have compassion on people. And we can understand who we are. So it'll help us to be better believers and better fit for the service of the kingdom. Because that's our job. To be those ants, to be those bees, worker bees, and servant to the kingdom of Yah. Open the scripture, family, is Psalm 51:5. And I'll be reading out of the King James, which I don't like, but I could use it because I could easily look up something if I want. I got to get in there with the WEBA and learn that too. So my opening scripture is Psalm 51:5. And I've been talking for a minute, so I must be sounding good or coming through because ain't nobody call me and say or text me and say, hey, brother, we can't hear you. You're sounding a little funny. Behold, I was shaping and in sin did my mother conceive me. And we heard this before for those. And for those who haven't, we're going to read it. We're going to break it down. Look, listen, understand what I'm about to tell you. I was shaped in iniquity. And in my mother's womb, before I was born, came into this world sinful world. A world that was already filled with sin. Iniquity, shake me. Look up that word. Look up that word. And that is in your Hebrew concordance, 5771. Avon. Avon. Or Avon. From 753. Perversity, i.e., moral, evil, fault, iniquity, mischief, punishment of iniquity, sin. I was born in evil. Toda, Aki. I was born in evil. No, I was shaped in evil. Shaped in evil. So if you look at it for what it says, I was shaped in evil, and in sin did my mother conceive. So as I was within the womb, something was shaping me. Something was a part of me while I was in the womb. When I came out the womb, I was nothing but sin, born in sin. So it almost seemed like, hey, man, born behind the eight ball. We born, as they would say, behind the eight ball, right? We born with two strikes already at our bat. Let's look up sin for those who are listening. And that is in your Hebrews Concordance, 2399. Kate. From 2398, a crime or its penalty, fault, grievous offense, sin, punishment of sin. When I was born, I was already a criminal. Criminal. Saying that, where does that take our mind? Took your mind somewhere because it took mine somewhere. Born, we was already a criminal. What came to my mind when I said that, right? What came to my mind when I said that, and again, family, let's follow. Let's follow the storyline. Let's follow with our imagination. When we're born, we are born criminals, right? But the scripture says, and I believe in Matityahu, Matthew 5 around 17, start around 14 to 17, right? And it talks about, I believe that was, that's it, right? If somebody know it, it talks about, when Yahushua said, I did not come to destroy the Torah or the law, right? But to fulfill all those who teach it. I got to read it because I'm tearing it up. But this is the thought where it gave me all those who teach it, right? That in heaven they will be called great. All those in who don't, they will be called criminals. So that there's a process that we can become not guilty, right? So if we are already criminals, that means we're guilty. So there's a process that we can become not guilty. How is that? He's talking about you. Oh, I want to be dead. Somebody send that to me. It's in Matthews. All right? Sorry. Let me see if that's in Sorry. When he talks about he had come not to destroy the law. Yeah, that's it. Matthews 5:17. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Let's go back to what David said. Born in sin. Born a criminal. Born committing a crime, right? Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. accomplish. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the Torah, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven, but whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. How do you break that out like that, Sean? Because Yahweh already showed us what he was talking about. Because in our society, who would be called the least in the kingdom? In our society, who do society look at as the least? Those who are breaking the law. The criminals, right? It's called not the scum, the lawbreakers. We call them that in our society. So he's saying in the kingdom, that's what we're calling them to. Who are continually living in that crime, living in that sin. But there's a way out. Keep the Torah. But man will have us believe you don't have to keep the Torah no more. Is that evil? Is it evil? Is iniquity sin? He did say in the definition that iniquity is sin. What is sin? John 3:4, who transgresses the law, right? Iniquity, those who transgress the law of Yahweh, right? That is sin. That is sin, right? Those who are transgressing the laws of Yahweh. So we are born transgressing the laws of Yahweh. Again, we're not talking about man's law. Yahweh wasn't talking about man's law. He wasn't talking about the idea of man when he wrote that in Psalm 51. He wasn't thinking about man when he wrote that. He was thinking about the kingdom when he wrote that. Look in this world system. Everything is geared to breaking the laws of Yahweh. Everything. Everything. And let me move forward, Sam. Let me move forward. But I did say this one going to be no. It won't going to be real long, but I'm going to move as Abba Yah move, and we're going to learn some things. All right, so let's move on, family. We got that, right? Psalm 51, we looked up iniquity, we looked up sin. Let's go to Bereshit. Let's go to the first place in the scripture that the word evil was mentioned. And that is in Genesis 2:9, Bereshit 2:9. We talked about it a little earlier, right? And out of the ground made Yahweh Elohim to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. Tree of life, excuse me, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Why we had to know about that? Wow, two trees, and one was in the middle of the garden. Was there a tree that he walked over there and he poured, or he or she, or Kawhi pulled something off, pulled the fruit off, and instantly they bit it, and as we would see on television or whatever movie they didn't put out there, and you bite it, and you instantly filled with knowledge. You filled with the knowledge of good. You filled with the knowledge of evil. Was that in the middle of the garden? It means something else. We'll point to something. We didn't hear the answer. We understand the answer. The tree pointed to something else. The tree started a journey for mankind, not just for Kawa and Adam. It started a journey for mankind to understand what is Yahweh and what is evil. What he likes and what he don't like. How we are and how we are not. That's what it started for mankind. A journey on how to learn what is evil and what is good. but we're just going to talk about evil from this point, right? Maybe Abba Yah will put it in the spirit or the ruach of another Moray, and they'll talk about the knowledge of good, which you get the knowledge of good every time you hear Yahweh's word. You don't have to, the Moray don't have to specifically say this is about the knowledge of good. Every time you get the word of Yahweh, you're getting the knowledge of good, even if it cuts you, even if it chastises you. You're getting the knowledge of good. This is his word. He may not want it all the time. It may not always be pleasant to us, as he told the prophet. Sweet to your taste, but bitter to your belly. Sometimes that word going to spank you. Sometimes the word going to cut you. Every time a Moray or you're reading his word, you're getting the knowledge of good. What you read about in his word. What you read about. Even when you read about the evil things, because good will come out for us. It will come out. Because we'll learn some things. We'll grow within him. Let's continue. All right. And within that, we're going to do a lot of looking up tonight, family. We're going to look up the word evil within this chapter, this verse right here. And that's in your Hebrews Concordance 7:4-5:1. Ra. From 7:4-8:9, bad as a noun, evil, natural, moral, adversity, affection, bad, calamity, displease, distress, evil. And you can go on and read the rest of that at your own convenience. I'm going to move on to 7:4-8, where the word is from. And that is Ra'ah. And this is where my mind got blown, where Yahweh said, move, let's get on this ride right here, right? Like, let's go see something. Let's understand some things, right? So, and that is from 7:4-8:9. Primitive root, properly to spoil. Literally, by breaking to pieces. And you can go and read the rest of this definition on your own. But we want to deal with just these two right here. Spoil and breaking and pieces. Let's deal with spoil first. Think about that. Think about it. That right there, it blew me because when I sat down and I thought about it, I'm thinking it, I'm going back and I'm seeing it in the spiritual. I'm seeing the spirit of man, right? And understanding the process of something being spoiled, right? That was happening to man. Spoiling days of his life, unless we are spoiled in ourselves, within this flesh. When David said, I was shaped in iniquity, I was being spoiled. Mother conceived me in sin. I was born and I was spoiled as soon as I came out the womb. Think about that. And see a spirit for a nasty person. How spoiled that spirit must be. We don't want to see the flesh. We want to move past the flesh and we want to see the direct thing a human being is. Flesh set up all the time. We can make that look good. We can groom it. But you cannot do that with the spirit. Only one thing going to do that with the spirit. One thing. One thing going to clean that spirit up. I looked up the word spoil, right? Matter of fact, I looked up the word evil. That's what I was supposed to be looking up, the word evil first, before I even got this point. But we're going to go back there. But we at spoil right now. when you look that word up, spoiled. Huh? That spirit gets spoiled each and every day. I was about to say, I looked up the process of something being spoiled. And it talks about how the bacteria and the enzymes of a thing breaks down. Of a food, right? You think of a food, you think of a milk. We most commonly understand that milk gets spoiled, right? You know, went to the refrigerator and took a whiff of that milk before. Woo! Well, that means something that was good for use at one time went bad. There's something to that. That means something was good for use at one time went bad. What did Abba say when he first made Adam? Functional. It is good. Right? But when they did what they did, it became spoiled. So a process has to take place all of a sudden, all over with mankind. See, that's why we can sit back and we can read the scripture where Yahushua said he looked at Jerusalem and he wept because he saw their spirit. He saw what they was. Remember the Matrix, right? How Neo was able to see the if you haven't seen it, it was in like a 3D form and computer form, and Neo, which was the star, he was able to see the agents that were trying to kill him. He was able to see them in a spirit form, who they really was. Not the flesh, he was able to see the spirit. That's how Yahushua was seeing. He was able to see past the flesh, see the spirit, and what was alien, a spirit or a human, even what was connected to him. Yeah, we're going to get there too. About evil spirits and what's their job for mankind. What is their function in this world? Because they have a function. They have a function in this world. I ain't even better read that right now, bro. I'll read that a little later. I don't want to leave the thought, but I'm going to read that. The evil spirits have a function in this world. They have a job to do within this world. Man, he said when he first made man, that they was functional, that they was good, right? But something happened, made it not. It's not like with a spoiled milk. There's no reversing a spoiled milk, right? But Abiyah can reverse a spoiled spirit. And you looked up something else as I was looking up the process of something being spoiled. They call it spoilage, right? And how you preserve something. And one of the things we all know, for those who don't, we're going to say it anyway, that how you preserve something is you salt it down. You pack it in salt. Why did Yahushua again say, you are the salt of the world? But if the salt loses its flavor, it's good for nothing. You are good for nothing. We are good for nothing. If the salt loses its flavor, you will not preserve nothing. And our job is to preserve lives. First and foremost, our own. Our own life first and foremost. To reverse the spoilage process until it gets too bad where those is good for nothing. Oh, you didn't do that out there. That's something that came off the top of your head. No, because Yahweh said it in the book of Revelation. If they be holy, let them be holy. If they be evil, let them be evil. There's a time that's going to come that I'm going to cut it off. Be no more reversing nothing. You'll be stuck in whatever state that you are in. In that state. We want to reverse that. We want to preserve ourselves. And how do we do that? Into his word. how we reverse this process. We adhere to his word. And it's just the intro, family. The day of the intro. As a matter of fact, I wanted to look up evil in the regular dictionary. We looked it up in the Hebrew concordance. I want to go to the regular concordance and look up evil. The regular dictionary. But what man has to say what evil is, right? What he think evil is. That's I got it. Okay, here we go. And this is what I can. I think this is the Oxford. Yeah, this is the Oxford language dictionary that I looked it up from. And evil, objective, profoundly immoral and wicked. Now, immortality and wickedness, especially when regarded as a supernatural force. That's what evil is. What they see evil is, right? But we can glean from this too. So profoundly immoral and wicked. Let's look those words up. Let's see how they tie into the thought of Abijah. And again, this is from the Oxford Language Dictionary. Profoundly, to a profound extent, extremely, a profound, disturbing experience. A profoundly disturbing experience, right? And that's what evil does, right? It gives us an experience, what we start off with, right? The tree of good, of knowledge, and evil. No, it's not a tree that is going to go out there and we're going to learn something all of a sudden. Brilliant! How are we going to learn? We're going to come through and we're going to experience this world. Why do you think Yahweh gave Brother Yaquiel? Let someone who already been one of the richest men in the world at that time, who experienced everything. He experienced everything, evil and good. He had to experience it to understand it, because he asked for knowledge. For knowledge. You may not like how I give it to you, but you're going to get it. You're going to get it. If we ask Abba, right, and excuse me, you ask a myth, we better be specific in what we ask. And even if we don't ask specifically, he sometimes will send us through experiences so we can understand some things and come back and teach our brothers and sisters about it. Right? So Brother Shlomo had to understand all those experiences, all that evil, so he can come back and write about it for our generations, for generations before us, for generations behind us. Those profoundly experiences. What was it? Immoral. Let's go back. Let's get that one. Immoral. Same dictionary, family. Not conforming to accepted standards of morality. Not conforming to the accepted standard of morality, not conforming to the Torah. Okay. All right, that's okay. If you don't want to conform to my laws, my statutes, my judgments, that's all right. I'm going to send you through some profound experiences. And you're going to, at the end, be able to go in front of the tree of knowledge of good and evil and say, I choose good, 100 Yahweh. Right? We'll be able to go there. He said, I set before you fire and death. I command you to choose life. How to get out to? I know how to get you to that tree, and you'll be able to choose, ask Israel, about those profoundly experiences that we go through, even till this day. Even to this day, because we still got a lot of evil within us, a lot of evil. All right, I got this. All right, family, let's go to back still in Bereshit, family. We're going to go back to Bereshit, Genesis, that is. We'll go to 6:5. Genesis 6:5. We know this one, too. For those who don't, I'm going to read it. And Yah saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the only continually imagination was only, whatever he put his mind to do was only evil. But let's connect something. Let's connect something. Let's go to Matityahu. Matthew. Y'all don't sure say something about that. That's Matthew 24. Start at verse 37. Right? Because if we go back to Noah, what he just said through Noah and the book of Genesis, what man's imagination is, right? Back then. But listen to what Yahushua says. Wait a minute. 37 through 39. But, this is Yahushua. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the marriage, entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them away. Also the coming of the Son of Man. What? You receive the word of Yahweh. He said, so as in the days of Noah, and we don't just want to look at that one scripture, everything that was going on in the days of Noah is happening today. Hybrid human beings, they're trying to bring about again. Trying to mingle the seed with the falling again. That man's imagination today, when a little 9-year-old boy can get in his mind because him and another friend of his got into it on a basketball court, he'd go home and get a gun with the thought, the imagination to come back and shoot that little boy. He's 9 years old. But he kills a 15-year-old sister. At the imagination, it's much worse than them. 9 years old, within this summer alone, died by the bullet by the hands of another child. At the imagination, today, spoil the spirits of man today. Can you see it? We are evil that lives within us, that growing within us. And if you ain't come to the Torah, have not accepted Yahushua, it will not stop. The reverse process cannot take place. If you're only calling on Jesus Christ, your reverse process did not take place yet. Cannot reverse that. Christmas cannot reverse that. It's only Yahushua who can reverse that process of spoiling. Only him. Even with us today, all ourselves believers, we are still spoiled in areas of our life and our walk. We are not allowing Yahushua to reverse that process. Revel in it. Not allowing him to reverse that. We keep getting worse each year. Seeing, oh, wretched man that I am. Doing it. Also that, definition. I'm going to go back to that definition because it did say pieces. Evil, right? The definition of evil is to break in pieces. What is he breaking in pieces? Do we have a witness of with that in the word of Yahweh? Is there a witness to that? Breaking in pieces. And if your ruach, your spirit is working, you didn't already been there. You've been there already. If it's a little cloudy, that's all right. Let's go there together. 22. 31. About this breaking in pieces. And Adonai said, matter of fact, I'm going to give it to you where it belongs. I got to give it to you where it belongs. And Yahushua said, because that's who's talking right here. And Yahushua said, Simon, behold, Satan desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. He wants to break your mind into little pieces. He wants to keep your mind in little pieces. He wants to keep your mind scrambled on the foolish things in this world. Pray for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Right? When you come to that understanding, Kappa, or whoever else, believer, and keep the commandments of Yah. When you come to that understanding that Satan is coming after you and he's trying to sift you, you old wretched man, when you come to that understanding, why this? So we can go back and tell our brothers and sisters, so we can see ourselves. So we can move on. We can move on. I got one more chapter, family. And I just want to read it, and I want us to hear what Dawid says. We're going to go back to Psalm 51, and I just want to read it, what Dawid said. And hopefully we see it in a much better light now, because what we understand was that spoiling. Let's meditate on that tonight, the spoiling of the spirits. And look at mankind. Look at us. Look at us. As old Michael Jackson said, the man in the mirror. Psalm 51. So I'm going to read it on out. Have mercy upon... I'm going to try to read it on out, family. Have mercy upon me, O Yah, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgression. Right there. For I acknowledge my transgression. Confession is good. Confession is good for the soul. Acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned. Realize that and understand that. Against Yahweh. Against him, the only ones in this world that we sinned against. Yeah, we may offend other people. We do that a lot. We have to go back and we have to mend those bridges. We should, because the word tells us that. It says, against thee. It's him that has a heaven or a Sheol to put us in. No one else. That's my motto. If you ain't got one of them, I ain't got too much to worry about you. Now, and if I did you wrong, if I offended you, I have to come back and apologize. Because if I don't, he come to get me. He come to get me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in the sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the hidden part. Thou shalt make me know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O Yahweh, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Hold up. I got to stop right here for a second, Sam, because I understand what that we mean by this. That scripture cast me. You ever feel like Abba Yah have abandoned you? You ever feel like he haven't been talking to you for a while? For me, I don't know about y'all. That's a hurtful feeling. That is a hurtful feeling. When I feel like he ain't been listening, I mean not listening, that he's not talking to me. That's a hurtful feeling. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors the ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltness, O Yah, that thou mighty one of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Yahweh, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, as would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of Yah are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O Yah. Thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall thy offer bullock upon thy altar. Hallelujah. 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 Wow. Sin time. But we can first see ourselves, and we can see humanity. Because we are the salt of the world. We are those who have been bestowed upon to preserve the world. And sometimes the world will rub you the wrong way. Nobody can contest that more than Yahushua. Nobody. How the world will rub you the wrong way. How human beings can surely, but they spoil, though, right? They don't understand what's going on with them. Some do and some don't. Some do and some don't. You take the most devoutest Christian, they don't understand that they're not serving the Most High. Yeah? And then some won't even listen to come to that. So that means Hillel really got a hold on it. Or the Muslim, whatever. Name it. Name the religion. Name it. Name the faith. Name the scientists. You don't believe that there's a Most High in the, yeah, in the sky. You don't understand that the soul that's within him is spoiling away till it's become good for nothing. You don't understand that there's a process that can reverse that. You don't believe in it. So human beings will rub you the wrong way. Nobody can contest that more than Abba Yah. And if we read down one more in Bereshit in Genesis, it grieved him. The scripture says it grieved him to make human beings. Now, what we know about Abba Yah, love, the mercy, and grace, that had to be a terrible generation for him to come to say, I regret making them. Oh, I should have never made them human beings. They're terrible. But he proceeded forth and let life continue so me and you can be here. So we can come to understand his mercy and his grace. We can share it with others. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom. That's the end of that. End of today's blog. We'll continue next week. Let me end with the blessing, the benediction, and the ending prayer. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Yisrael with shalom. Hallelujah. 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 Kodah Abiyah, once again, for opening up the Shabbat door for us, Father. May all who walk through get shalom. All who take hold of it, sit down and sup with you, get understanding. All who come in, release burdens, Father. Healing takes place, Father. Just within this day alone, Father. Allow what you have made this day for each and our lives, Father, so we can have this shalom, this peace, no burdens, no anxiety, none of that, for at least just 24 hours. In your holy and precious name I pray, Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Abba Yah.
The kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I?